for him, his family that never gave up hope. Great work by everybody involved.
And the cutest little quote that he said, he hoped he didn't have to spend his whole life out there.
Yeah, that was so cute. It was so.
And we all hoped that too. You know, that was.
When they asked him that he was if he would go camping again right away, of course. Like nonchalantly.
Super cool.
Great kid.
And definitely a good story, right? Because a lot of times those stories just don't end that way.
I'm putting that one in the memory bank. Terry, great show. Thanks so much for hanging out with us.
You bet.
You have a good weekend.
You too.
And a happy Mother's Day to you.
Thank you.
Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. We'll be celebrating more, of course, all weekend long. Stick around for Morning Magazine coming up here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin this hour with a homeless man choked to death on a New York City subway. Witnesses said he'd been harassing riders, and after 10 days of protests, a young Marine veteran has just turned himself in to face manslaughter charges. Daniel Penny's attorney is Thomas Caniff.
He's dealing with the situation with the sort of integrity and honor that is characteristic of who he is, characteristic of his honorable service in the United States Marine Corps. And he has his head held up high.
The homeless man was black, Penny's white. The case has become a flashpoint on issues from race to mental illness. A COVID-era rule that prevented many migrants from seeking asylum at the southern border ended at midnight, and there are urgent concerns about a new wave of crossings. Correspondent Manuel Bojorquez is in El Paso.
Adding to the overcrowding concerns, a federal judge in Florida dealt the Biden administration a blow just as Title 42 was expiring, ruling against something called expedited release from holding facilities for migrants who are deemed not to be a public risk. The Biden administration is expected to seek an emergency stay of that ruling.
There are reports of at least 10 tornadoes touching down overnight in Oklahoma. CBS's Roxana Sabiri takes a look at the damage in Cole.
Once the storm passed, crews started cleaning up downed trees and debris. The powerful winds peeled back siding and ripped the roofs off homes and businesses.
The Oklahoma City area is bracing for the possibility of large hail today. Kansas City and Omaha are under the threat of tornadoes. Lawmakers in Kansas City, Missouri, have voted 12-1 to declare their city an LGBTQ sanctuary. Mayor Quinton Lucas.
To be in Kansas City, Missouri is to mean that you are in a city that accepts, promotes, and supports the rights of trans people. And I think that's something that's powerful.
The state's Republican Governor Mike Parson is expected to join at least 16 other states and sign an anti-gender affirming care measure into law. Attention air travelers, this could be a complicated summer. Here's CBS's Cammy McCormick.
United Airlines pilots plan to picket at 10 major airports today. Pilots from American and Southwest have already voted to authorize strikes. United pilots could follow. They've been working without a raise for more than 4 years while negotiating over a new contract.
Elon Musk wears lots of hats. Now he's getting some help at his newest venture. Reports say NBC Universal exec Linda Yaccarino is leaving her job to take over as CEO of Twitter. Yaccarino announced her resignation at the network just this morning. Dow up 64. This is CBS News.
Eggland's Best. The only eggs with more fresh and delicious taste, plus superior nutrition. Because the way we care is anything but ordinary. Only Eggland's Best.
I'm Tamron Hall. Eggs are a staple in our diets, and there's only one egg with more delicious, farm-fresh taste plus superior nutrition. Eggland's Best, with more vitamins, including 6 times more vitamin D and 10 times more vitamin E, plus 25% less saturated fat than ordinary eggs. Available in so many delicious varieties, classic, cage-free, and organic. Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
Join Macy's and APIA Scholars to support college access. Throughout May, you can help equip Asian American and Pacific Islander young adults with the resources to succeed in higher education and beyond when you donate online to APIA Scholars. Or round up your Macy's store purchase up to 99 cents and donate the extra change. Give back today and learn more about our commitment to brighter futures for all by saying, Alexa, open Macy's now.
I'm Naheem Hines, professional football player and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care. And they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for scattered rain showers this afternoon, otherwise cloudy skies. Highs level off around 75, winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered rain showers again tonight, lows dip down to about 57. Cloudy skies, overcast skies tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 72. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 64.
Good morning. You're listening to Central Wisconsin's 24-hour information station, WFHR. It's time now for the Morning Magazine.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine for this May 12th, 2023. It is 10:06 on the clock, and you got your host, James J. Maloff, here. At 10:30, we're going to talk to our friends at Ho-Chunk Gaming. We have Thomas and Robert joining us, thanks to our friends at the Visit Wisconsin Rapids Bureau. Now we're going to make some new friends, though. Joining us on the phone are Lori and Rosie from World Community Exchange. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
How are you both doing today? Lori, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. We'd like a little more sunshine, but we need some rain, so.
Yeah. It'll make everything greener. That's what I keep telling myself. Yeah, but I'm with you. It would be nice to have a little more sunshine. Getting good some here in a bit. Rosie, how are you doing?
Pretty terrified. I've never been on the radio, honestly.
honestly, Rosie, you have every right to be. This is going to be death-defying. It's going to challenge your senses and your will. No, we're going to have some fun today, Rosie. I guarantee you're going to have some fun. I promise. We're going to have a good time, especially with our topic today. I wanted to thank you both, not only for joining us today, but for really jumping in on something like this. I, for those that don't know what World Community Exchange is, I can't wait to tell them about it and tell them more about it. But before we get too ahead of ourselves, I would like to know a little bit about you both and what got you involved into this organization. So let's go ahead and start right there. Put you on the spot right away, Rosie. We're gonna Lori, if you don't mind, kind of kicking us off a little bit. Tell us a little bit about yourself and what got you wanted to be involved in World Community Exchange.
Certainly. Rosie and I became friends about 4 or 5 years ago, and I retired about 2 years ago, and she had this thought running around in her head, and one day she said to me, hey, what would you think about, and the rest, as they say, was history, and World Community Exchange was created. And her real idea was to create a sustainable and profitable system of e-commerce, and we were focusing on women makers and artisans because we recognize the struggle that female artists have in getting either access or being paid a fair wage.
Hmm. Thank you for that. I appreciate that. Rosie, how about yourself?
Well, I think for me it's a combination of things because I love what's on the site. And as a shopper, as a consumer, I was looking for that kind of thing. But I also tend to shop ethically. So when I looked at other sites that were offering the gorgeous stuff that these makers make, I was disheartened because I saw all the fees and penalties and, you know, advertising costs, and they had to know their own tech. And in case it hasn't become obvious, Lori's kind of the out person. I'm more tech. And I just thought it was frustrating to see people who make these gorgeous things have to also set up their own store and then pay a bunch of money. So I don't know. I guess I just thought we could do better.
Right on. Well said. I appreciate you giving that kind of also the yin and yang that you guys are. This is often what makes business work. You have somebody who is this does this end of things and a person who does this end of things. That's usually how those things really develop well, but it's kind of nice to hear the behind the scenes of how that happened. That's interesting. So let's tell people what World Community Exchange is. And you both have touched on it a little bit. Let's give them the real hard details of this, what this is.
Okay, so I was debating. I could read the mission and vision, but I think it'd be easier just to say it.
Sure.
It's an e-marketplace, so it's online. Every person that you see on the e-marketplace is independent. They make brand new and upcycled products. Things like our recycled teapot rooster planter group takes old teapots and turns them into planters. They're just gorgeous. And the way that it's set up is that our makers go through a team that I head up, along with one of our board members, Alice, and we do the tech, we set up their store, we help them take the pictures, we help them do the things, and then they have no fees. So then the shoppers that come can buy and know that nobody's being exploited or being taken advantage of. And so they can just shop freely. And every single day, we're adding on more makers and more groups. It is definitively a for-profit organization. I do not think that this should be charity. That's one of the issues that I take, is that people are working hard, making beautiful products, and then being treated like they should be grateful for money. We don't do that when we're shopping other places. You know, we don't say that about Nike. It's important to me to say that we are for profit, and that profit goes straight to our makers.
You touched on these things a little bit here, and thank you for that. I appreciate the breakdown there. When it comes to being able to help people go, no middleman is what I'm hearing a lot of this here. A lot of the middleman stuff, a lot of the stuff where you want to use our site, that's fine, but we're going to take this amount of a percentage or, you know, things like that. Being able to offer that to people is one thing, already is a great thing. But, in reading your mission statement and reading up about you guys and everything and doing my homework, one of the themes that I saw quite a bit, and I should admit my journalistic integrity here, I was raised by a hippie feminist. My mother, very, very adamant. I knew about women's rights before how to spell my name. So that stuff's going to stand out to me from times. And I'm curious, what was also a big part of this, certainly helping makers and helping vendors and that, giving them an opportunity, much of what you talked about, no middleman, none of these added costs, but also promoting women. Oftentimes the makers of these items, certainly not always, but a lot of the times are women. And we certainly know about the pay gap that has been a part of our society forever. And a lot of these things, was that part of the initial essence of this website as well?
Yes. And on top of that, it's often looked at, manufacturing is seen as a male enterprise, making is seen as a female enterprise, and making is necessarily worse. It's not as valuable. Even though more work goes into it, more independence goes into it, more originality, it's art. But, you know, it's just a hobby. So, yeah, we're fighting that too.
Very cool. Very cool. What are some of the kind of products that are available there?
Oh, man. How many hours do we have?
I was just going to say, we only have, like, I asked that question. I'm like, well, we got like 15 minutes left. Man, you know.
Oh, man. We have our site is divided into, our marketplace is divided into categories. And so we have celebration decorations. We have children's items. We have patio and gardening. We have bath, body, and wellness. We have a new line of chocolate bars that are being featured on our site as well. Mm. And so we have games and toys. And we have the traditional clothing and jewelry. We have some amazing jewelers and artisans creating these scarves with silk scarves and batik on them. They are just incredible.
Don't forget our swag store.
Not
I was waiting for you to say that.
They're not kidding either, because they haven't even scratched the surface, really. I'm on the website right now, and you can go there yourself to play along. WorldCommunityExchange.com. Be sure to bookmark that webpage, WorldCommunityExchange.com. It's all one word. I go on there, and right away I see that, you know, under the products collections, and then this long list of things: baskets, bath and body wellness, celebrating decorations, children, clothing, accessories. We can keep going. I mean, there is just tons on this website, which means there's also tons of room for makers, people that want to be a part of this and stuff. So we want to, throughout this interview, I want to keep encouraging people. If you are a maker out there, please reach out to these ladies. They are going to help you out.
Can I give an email?
Please.
So it's R for Rosie, R-O-S-I-E, at worldcommunityexchange.com. If you are a maker, please, please, please email me. I will walk you through the process. You don't have to have any tech. You don't have to invest any money. You just have to have something that you make. It's that easy. So it's Rosie at worldcommunityexchange.com.
And we'll be sure to get that information out again before we wrap up. And we are speaking with Rosie and Lori from World Community Exchange. We were talking on some of the products there. These products, one of the things that I know with my mother, like especially with her birthday or Mother's Day, I can't just grab her like a coffee mug from a department store. It's got to be something local. It's got to be something unique. She appreciates those things. She's the one that taught me the essence of buying local, supporting local is also about supporting businesses that support your community and that put back into your community. World Community Exchange does that on a big level, where you're able to put back, help out these vendors, these makers, while they are able to, you know, take that money, use that money in their community, those kind of things. It's a win-win kind of situation. When it comes to the style, the things that are made there, the products, these are handcrafted items. These are items that are made with heart.
Yep. I always like to say it's like a craft fair on the internet. So you can shop locally, remotely.
Yes, yes. Which is not only the new way of shopping going forward here and everything, not to say that the people aren't still going to stores or anything, but more and more people are shopping online. But it's also, it gives these makers an audience that they may not have otherwise. If you are a vendor, if you're a maker, you might have some spots in your town, in your zip code that you're able to reach people. Something like this, you can reach people all over the world.
Right. Speaking of that, we do have makers from around the world. We are not just U.S.-based or Canadian-based. We have makers from around the world.
Very cool. Very cool. Another thing I wanted to mention, because this is it may not seem like a huge one, but it's a great selling point. You guys offer free shipping. Is that right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep. We feel the same way about our clients that we feel about the makers. We do offer free shipping, but it's not if you pay a membership fee. It's free shipping for anybody that's shopping on the site anytime. You don't have to give us your confidential information. You don't have to log in if you don't want to, and you do not have to pay us a monthly fee just to get the right to be treated fairly.
Yeah, you guys are great. This is awesome. I 100% agree with everything you're saying, by the way. One of the things we know here in Wisconsin, especially throughout the state, we got a lot of crafters. We got a lot of makers around here. Want to encourage you to reach out to the ladies here at World Community Exchange. Be a part of this. Get your stuff on their website. Is that a difficult process? Does that take a lot? We don't have to go through necessarily every detail of the steps, but is it something, say I'm a maker, I've got these cool mittens I make, I want to bring them to you guys. How do I get the ball rolling on that? And is that process, take a long time or anything?
No, it does not. If you have a phone or a camera, you're fine.
Nice.
If someone is tech, then, we open a folder for them. We can let them do it that way. But if someone has no tech, other than they have a phone, they can take a picture. Just as easy as you take a picture of your grandchild, you can take a picture of your product, and you can literally talk to me, and I will help you, figure out what your store is about. Write the copy and get the products up.
That's very cool.
Generally, it takes makers about, an hour and a half, and it takes us about a week to 14 days to get it up on the site.
And the sooner you reach out to them, the sooner you can get on that website. So I encourage you to do that. Okay. And again, we'll get that information out there for you in a little bit. I also wanted to touch on, as I pulled up the website, World Community Exchange, I see that there is a newsletter that it offers. I am punching in my email and signing up right now. That is just how easy it is. I was able to do that with one hand while talking on the air. You can do that, everybody. I encourage you to do that, support them. And also a great way to keep up on all the cool things that they have going on over there.
We feature a new maker every week or every newsletter, and so you get to see what's new and exciting on our store by just chucking in your email.
We are speaking with Lori and Rosie from World Community Exchange. As I have the website up in front of me, I'm going broke as we talk. Like everything I'm seeing here, I want to buy for myself or my mother or my sister or something like that. So I got to focus on the interview here. Otherwise, I'm going to spend all the money I have. I wanted to talk about...
Sorry, I didn't want to interrupt you, but it seemed a perfect time to bring up the fact that anybody that's listening today, if they go to worldcommunityexchange.com, on the bottom right, it says chat with us. And if you mention Civic Media and your favorite product, you're entered into a drawing for a $30 gift card on our site.
See, that's just where I was going. You just set me up perfectly. That's just where I was going. I wanted to talk about that. That is a really, really cool thing to offer. How did that come about? Did you guys just decide to do that this week or something? Because I think that's really cool, especially for our listeners out there.
Well, since we thank you very much, won the marketing.
$1 million giveaway.
From y'all, yeah. Mm-hmm. We kept saying we want to support you back. We want to come support you back. And the whole crew over there has been great about that. And so this is what we came up with.
See, I had this... phrase that I used that I came up with years ago for our station here, locally grown radio. That essence of that, though, stems from things like this, things where it's a team effort. We want to support you guys. You want to support us. We want to flip it right back and support you even more. And then you guys want to support us. It's one of these, it's that whole thing in the conversation. Thank you. No, thank you. No, thank you. It's kind of one of those things where you just go back and forth and having this polite argument almost. Who's more thankful? But that's the essence of the Midwest. That's the essence of what we do here. And it sounds like in everything I've read about you guys, what you guys do over there as well.
I agree 100%.
When it comes to we want more makers, what does it take? Like, do you think that there might be some people out there that are crafters, that are makers, that may not even realize it? I mean, what is a maker?
Oh, 100%, they don't realize it. People, like I said earlier, it's manufacturing versus making. It does get into our heads that way. You feel like, okay, so when I'm watching TV, maybe I'm crocheting a blanket. And I was giggling the other day because my daughter said, one of the best things about this is we don't have to take all the blankets anymore, Mom. Because, you just keep making them and making them and you give them away for gifts. Yes. You don't realize that strangers might want them,
Mm-hmm. Well, also, as part of that, so many people make these beautiful things. They'll actually give them as gifts to family and friends, but they're terrified by the idea of putting it out there for somebody else to review or view, or will it be quote-unquote good enough? And I think so many times what holds people back from understanding that what they're making is a beautiful craft, a beautiful piece of artwork, is that fear of having it out there.
It's a great point to make, especially we know that there are creative, crafty people out there. In fact, most of us know somebody like that. I think of growing up, my Aunt Sherry, who was phenomenal at that stuff. She could take just a piece of cloth and turn it into something amazing. But she was a banker. That's what she did. And she just had all these crafting stuff around. If my Aunt Sherry was in modern times here, she would probably have an account with you guys. She would have some of these things. I don't think she would have even known how to get the ball rolling. So just that you guys have this as an opportunity for people, I think is a really important thing. I teach improv acting and writing, and one of the things that we realized is our students would graduate and then they go into the real world and have no idea how do you get an agent, how do you know if you're getting taken advantage of by an agent, a lot of these things. And we had a lot of our students would spend a year just trying to figure that out before they'd even do an audition or something like that. So another teacher and I invented a class to kind of help with bridging that gap, getting you... giving kids a heads up of what to look out for and everything. And I have to say, I see a real parallel with what you guys do. There, if I'm a maker, I got these cool products I'm making, but I don't even know where to begin to get them out to the masses, to get them out to my community or anything. Reaching out to you guys feels like a great first step.
We find that a lot when we go to craft shows, because we try to visit as many locally as we can, and the rest of our board of advisors also goes to craft shows in their areas, because you're right, how to do it, no, people just don't understand it. And so on our site, we have the top headline bold is Maker Resources, and if people would click on there, the step-by-step, there's a welcome video, there's everything that needs to happen in order to, and it's listed out as step one, two, three, so that you get, you can actually just walk through the process and you can take it at your own pace.
Mm-hmm. There's a couple of things about your site doing the homework that I really appreciated. Your articles, the way that these items are so easy to see. It's a fantastic website. One of the better ones I've seen. Great work by you guys on this. There's at one of the sections about us, there's a transparency culture tab that I encourage people to check out that I really appreciate that you guys do. I think these things go so much farther when you give there's no quarter. There's no questions to be had. Everything's out in the open. I really admire that, and I don't see enough of that nowadays. I think that's really cool, especially from a young company. How long has this company been around?
Well, we officially launched our store on April 17th of 2021 in the midst of COVID. Rosie and I were sitting in the living room together and back and forth, and then we hit the Make the Site Live button.
Nice. So in a couple of years you've been doing this, and the mission that you have with this shop, buy, believe, together we can make the world a better place. It's a line that's right up there at the top of your webpage. How do you guys feel you've been accomplishing that? Do you feel like you've been able to do some of that? And I know that there's more work to be done, but are you feeling good about the work that's already been done?
Yes. There, that's the short answer, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So earlier on I said, you know, she's the voice. All that writing stuff is me. So I craft, each word means something. If you look at our mission, vision, values, that particular line is 100% everything I believe. Mm-hmm. And what I've been grateful for is that then Lori came on and said, I 100% agree with that. Then we built it up to the board of advisors. We have amazing people on our board of advisors, all volunteering to serve the company and serve the makers, just like all of us. And then meeting the makers one after the other is such a blessing. It's been so much fun, and nobody, not the clients we've talked to, customers, not the makers, no one has ever read that line and said, yeah, can you really? Because yeah, once you're in the site and once you're meeting the people, yeah, we can. I love that.
Yeah, you're not alone in that. I love it too. And I'm not even on the inside like you are, and I get a great feeling from it. I personally, especially during the pandemic, one of the things that occurred to me was I want to put my money back in things that put back into. I want to make investments, not donations, not just spending my money just to spend it. I want to make investments. So when I spend my money in town here, I purposely and only shop at places that I know put back into the community. When you're buying items from World Community Exchange, you get that right away. You have that built into the system. You know that you are supporting somebody, whether it is a local for your zip code or it's a local for somewhere else. You're helping somebody, and that those profits are going right to that person. You can't ask for much more than that.
Well, one of the things we want to point out is the first step when a maker comes on is that they set their prices, period, end of discussion. Whatever it is that they feel this is worth is what it's worth. There's no discussions. There's no negotiations. There's just, I want to get, I think I should get. And the only time that we talk to them is if I, this is a me thing now, I'm just saying, but if I feel that they're undervaluing themselves, then I do have a conversation. I'll give them a call and I'll say, hey, I know, I'm a crafter, lots of us are. So that helps me understand what a maker should be charging. Mm-hmm. I know that yarn is more than that, or I know that cloth is more than that. I feel that you're not getting, you're not remembering to take your time into consideration. So we will help them there. But otherwise, what they ask for is what they get. And second of all, they don't pay for shipping either.
Mm.
We have that all built in the overhead formula and the, you know, the way the company works. So we give them the shipping tickets,
mm-hmm.
right? So it comes in an email. So all they have to do is take their product, put it in a box, put the slip on the top, and mail it out.
That is so cool. That is so cool. I've really enjoyed this conversation. The catch is you both did too good of a job. You're going to have to join us again sometime. We're going to have to talk again in a couple months or something.
You're much less scary now.
Good to hear. Good to hear. I did want to remind people again about this promotion, this surprise promotion you have going on. Can you tell people about that again real quick?
Just go to worldcommunityexchange.com, go to the bottom right corner, a chat with us. Tell us your favorite product and that you heard this on Civic Media, and you'll be entered into a drawing for a $30 gift certificate.
Yeah, be sure to do that, everybody. And if you're a maker out there, if you want to know more about this, reach out to you guys. How can they do that?
They can go to the Maker Resources page or just get a hold of me at rosie@worldcommunityexchange.com.
And again, the bookmark the webpage, worldcommunityexchange.com. They also have a great Facebook page. Encourage you to like that page as well. Support what they're doing, because they're supporting us, everybody. They're doing some great work over there. Lori, Rosie, thank you so much for the time. You guys have a great weekend.
You too.
Take care. Great conversation. Appreciate them joining us. Again, you can find out more about World Community Exchange right at their website, worldcommunityexchange.com. We'll take a break. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk a little bit with our friends over at Ho-Chunk Gaming, thanks to the gang at Visit Wisconsin Rapids Bureau, coming up here on Morning Magazine at WFHR.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
It's time to turn Fridays into Fri-yays with WFHR.HaveOffDeal.com. You'll find deals for spots around town like restaurants, spas, and more.
This Friday at 8 a.m., you'll save 50% on another great local business.
This week's deal is from Becky's Sugar Shack Bakery and Cafe. Get a $50 gift card for just $25. That's right, $50 for just $25. From sweet treats to five-star Italian beefs. Becky's Sugar Shack Bakery and Cafe in Adams Friendship.
Save this Friday at 8 a.m. at WFHR.HaveOffDeal.com.
I'm William Shatner, and I've been around a long time, but I'm truly humbled when I see the real battles our brave, paralyzed veterans have faced defending our freedom.
I was on a routine patrol, and we were in the desert of Kuwait, and the vehicle flipped and landed on top of me, which left me paralyzed from the waist down.
Okay, folks, this is heroism. That's why I'm proud to support Paralyzed Veterans of America. Go to PVA.org to learn how you can make a difference.
Meet Ingrid, fiery spirit, caring grandma, proud trucker.
I've logged more than 4 million miles in my truck. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. I was driving outside of Ohio when a gentleman stopped suddenly in front of me. But it takes my 80,000-pound truck 200 yards to stop. I'd given myself extra room, but it's not a chance worth taking.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it! The moon!
Hey everybody, you're listening to James Help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry though, it'll be fine.
Yeah, all right, you got me, I give up.
That's it! The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists, in their own words.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages.
Start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're serious comedy to start your day.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for scattered rain showers this afternoon, otherwise cloudy skies. Highs level off around 75, winds out of the east 5 to 10 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered rain showers again tonight, lows dip down to about 57. Cloudy skies, overcast skies tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 72. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 64.
Good morning, and welcome back to The Morning Magazine. It's time for part two.
Welcome back to Morning Magazine here at on May 12th, 2023, 10:35 on the clock. You have your host, James J. Mailoff. Your mics aren't on yet, guys. Don't worry. We're going to be talking with some friends of ours from Ho-Chunk Gaming. Looking forward to talking with them. Looking to dive right in here, guys. First up, thanks for being here. Appreciate the time from both of you. I know how busy you guys are, so thanks for coming in today. Let's go ahead and introduce you. First, we have Thomas Redbird IV with us, Advertising Manager. Good morning, Thomas.
Hey, good morning, James. How you doing?
Doing good. Good to talk to you again. How you been?
Oh, doing great. Doing great.
I ask you that as you just told me before. You're not feeling the greatest. That's a horrible question to start off with. I appreciate you being here all the more, man. Thanks a lot for being here, brother. And we have Robert Baker, graphic designer with us. Robert, good morning.
Good morning, James. Thank you for having us.
Thank you for being here. Also, Robert is way too good dressed for being in here. I am underdressed. I am very underdressed for this situation. Appreciate the time, you guys. And appreciate being able to talk about Ho-Chunk Gaming. Like, I feel like we don't get a chance to talk with you guys nearly enough. It's a great opportunity, and thanks a lot for being here. Let's dive right into things and recap the last month at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Nakusa. How has that been going?
Hey, yeah, everything's been going great over there. We just got done with our Off-Road Warrior promotion, where we gave away 2 ATVs and 2 UTVs. All the winners loved them. I mean, everyone bought one, and yeah, they're still riding them around right now. You know how it goes.
Yeah.
And then after that, actually, I'm pretty sure people who are listening probably seen it on Facebook. We actually just last week had a $1.2 million winner over at the casino. So that was really exciting. That's the biggest win that we've had at the casino in years now. So
you guys are here to tell us you're broke. Like, I mean, how are you guys staying in business with all this stuff you're giving away? I'm joking.
Yeah, so that was really exciting. I mean, you know, we love it when people win, you know. Yeah. You know, all that goes. But also, we had the big winner, and then our shuttle service too. We have that going on right now. We pick up in Wisconsin Rapids over by the YMCA. We also pick up in Marshfield at Hotel Marshfield, and then we pick up in Stevens Point over by the downtown square area over there.
Yeah,
yeah, we have a lot over there. So go to our Facebook page if you want to see the shuttle schedule.
I was going to say, for that schedule, just go over to the Facebook page. You can see it real easy right there. I did it earlier this week just to test it out and everything. I've heard from listeners how much they appreciate that. There's... there's an opportunity there for you guys, certainly, of course, but we know that a lot of our population is a little up there and may not be able to bop around like they used to. And certainly coming out of the pandemic, it got people even a little more scared. Doing these kind of things is a great community way of reaching out to the community, of being able to, you know, help them out a little bit while also helping you guys out certainly as well, too. And before we dive into anything else too far, I want to rewind a little bit with these promotions you guys gave away and stuff. They're very cool. Like that, obviously, they're very cool promotions and stuff. But there's more there. If you look a little bit more at what Ho-Chunk does, and they've always done, it's not just that. It doesn't just stop there. Yeah, there's more to it than it, there's putting into communities as well.
Oh yeah, so that was that's kind of referencing our Warm Heart Full Carts promotion that we had going on. That was a great success that we had going on. That was back in January. I'm sure people who are listening remember when we were doing all that. It was a shopping spree dash at the local Piggly Wiggly over in Nakusa. We raised I think over $15,000 to donate to Super Socks over in Marshfield, mm-hmm. and then the Focus Group here in Wisconsin Rapids. It was a great event. I mean, the Piggly Wiggly people are amazing. They did a great job. They had a great choice of, you know, like big cuts of meat and everything like that to kind of help out. And it was actually a funny story. One of our winners came through and she had three carts of meat, and her husband said, "Where are we going to put all this?" You know,
it's a good problem
time.
To have.
So that was a great time. I mean, we really enjoy it. We had a big check presentation, all this other stuff. And we really like giving back. You know, we're an integral part of our community, and not only Nakusa, but in Wisconsin Rapids as well and the surrounding area. We like to make sure that we're kind of everywhere, you know.
Yeah. It can be difficult because we've got a big area around here and we have needs. And you guys are able to do that. You're able to touch on different things to help communities in different ways. It's an integral part of what Ho-Chunk has always been about. It's not just a gaming casino. This is a place that is a revenue source. It's an economic source of all those things. But then there's the human element that has always been there of putting back into communities. I really respect and admire that. I don't think anybody expects that from a casino. But here in our area, we know better. We know what to expect. Well, we have a standard. You guys set it.
Yeah, thanks, James. We appreciate that. I mean, I kind of pride myself in our team that we have over at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa because, you know, you walk in and we like to call ourselves like your hometown casino.
Yeah.
Because your neighbors work there. Mm-hmm. You know, you see us walking by, we're a friendly face. We see you at the grocery store at the Piggly Wiggly.
Yeah.
You know, and we stop and we talk about promotions and winners and all this other stuff. And it's always great to give back to the community that, you know, offers so much to us. I mean, we're just entertainment. We try to let people come and just get your mind off of whatever's going on. You know, win some money, have some fun. That's our like MO, basically, like, and it's always nice to kind of be able to reach out and, you know, whether it's a donation or a sponsorship or something like that, it's always great to see that the community can come together, you know, and the casino is a part of it, you know.
And one of the things you and I have talked about before, and we've talked about with some others from Ho-Chunk about, you guys are always looking for other opportunities for that too. If you're a business, if you're somebody out there that has an idea, reach out to you guys, see what you can do.
Yeah, you could actually go to our website, and it's Ho-Chunk Gaming /Nakusa. And at the bottom, there's a donation and sponsorship form. You can fill that out, turn it into us, and we weigh all the options, and we try to get involved as much as we can with almost every single one that comes around.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you're a business or, you know, you have an event coming up, whether it's walk, run, 5K, or cancer benefit or something, don't be shy to reach out to Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. We would love to be a part of everyone's event.
You got some great stuff coming up. I want to talk about some of the things that look forward to coming up here.
Yeah, so we're really, right now we're in our Hog Days of Summer promotion.
That's a great title. Yeah. Great name.
Yeah, shout out to our promotions manager over there with all the great names that we have for all of these. But we're going to be giving away a 2023 Harley-Davidson trike from Real Brothers Harley-Davidson. I believe that's over in Marshfield.
Yes.
Yep, so we're giving away the trike. It's actually parked right now at the front entrance of the casino. So next time you guys come in and visit us, come check it out. Get your selfie by it. Post it on Facebook. All the other good stuff. We'd love to see that stuff on social media. The drawing for that's actually going to be on June 24th. So we're going to be running this from now all the way till June 24th. You can come in, earn your entries, get your $10 rewards play. Like I said, as long as you're having a good time, we'd love to have you. But on June 24th, we're going to be drawing 6 winners. There's going to be one grand prize winner that's obviously getting the trike. And then we're also giving away cash consolation winners, too. So, you know, we like to try to spread out the money to all over the place.
It's very cool. You had everybody at Harley. Like, as soon as you said Harley, everybody's like, what's going on with you? Yeah, what do I got to do? Because immediately, right away, going to be brought in on that one. You're going to get a good turnout for that. And it's, again, one of these ways where if you just look a little bit, you read between the lines, and they're like, well, that's a local business. And Harley, well, that's right out of here in Wisconsin. So, again, working with local businesses, promoting local businesses, it's something that you guys do so well. And I think you do it so well sometimes that people don't even notice it's happening. Like, you got to bring attention to it almost.
Yeah, it's nice to kind of just be a subtle, we're always there. And it's nice just kind of, we don't really need recognition all the time. As long as you know we're here for you, then that's totally fine by us.
Let me hype you guys up. I'll be a hype man any day, man. Mother's Day this Sunday, of course. Father's Day right around the corner. Got some stuff going on for those?
So we have a Mother's Day brunch going on over at the Swiftwater Lounge that we have. Nice. That starts at 11 o'clock. We have a great option of brunch items. And, it's your typical brunch that you're going to get, but, it's at a casino, so you can also have fun.
Yeah.
You can treat your mother to some fun while you're at it. Every single purchase of meal gets $10 rewards play. So, we're trying to, make sure you have fun while you eat and celebrate your mom and everything. And then also, we have the hourly drawings that you can actually win a purse. So we...
Nice.
The hourly drawing winners get rewards play, cash prizes, or a purse.
Yeah.
They're really nice.
9 designer purses.
Very cool. Very cool. Every mom is going to tell you, because they're amazing and they're wonderful, oh, you don't have to spend anything on me. You don't have to do too much or anything. Oh, just get me a little craft thing or something like that. Yeah, they may not tell you this, but moms don't mind winning. Like, that isn't a bad thing either. A nice lunch, a nice an opportunity to win some stuff. I mean, that's all good things as well. Spoil your mom, treat your mom, and think about dad, too, when that's coming up on the corner. And look at the things that they're offering at Ho-Chunk as well.
Yes, our Father's Day promotion, obviously, it's going to be around the same thing as our Mother's Day, but more geared toward the dads. Grill sets, stuff like that, we're going to be giving away. Everything that a dad, loves to get.
Very cool. We have Thomas and Robert with us from Ho-Chunk Gaming. And again, a big thank you to our friends at the Visit Wisconsin Rapids Bureau setting this up. We're going to take a break, come back. I got to make Robert work a little bit. I haven't made him work at all. I got to make him work a little bit. We'll do that when we come back on the Morning Magazine here at WFHR.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10:06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10:06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
It's time to turn Fridays into Fri-yays with WFHR.HiveOffDeal.com. You'll find deals for spots around town like restaurants, spas, and more. This Friday at 8 a.m., you'll save 50% on another great local business.
This week's deal is from Becky's Sugar Shack Bakery and Cafe. Get a $50 gift card for just $25. That's right, $50 for just $25. From sweet treats to five-star Italian beefs. Becky's Sugar Shack Bakery and Cafe in Adams Friendship.
Save this Friday at 8 a.m. at WFHR.HiveOffDeal.com.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
J.R. Radcliffe is coming back to the show. The timeline of Brett Favre's involvement in a welfare scam in Mississippi.
Brett Favre's camp has denied all wrongdoing. Like, he really feels like he did nothing wrong. So I guess he's a little burned by that.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. What's in your mind, Gene of Eau Claire?
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
What's in your mind, Andrew of Detroit?
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Chance for scattered showers this afternoon, otherwise overcast skies. High temperatures reach up to 75, winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered rain showers. Tonight, lows dip down to about 57. Overcast skies. Cloudy skies expected. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 72. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 64.
Thanks a lot, Jennifer. Appreciate the updates. Welcome back, everybody, to Morning Magazine here at WFHR. It is the 12th of May, 2023, 1048 on the clock. Got your host, James, here. We're speaking with Thomas Redbeard IV, advertising manager, and Robert Baker, graphic designer, with our friends at Ho-Chunk Gaming Casino. Big thank you again to Meredith and the gang at Visit Wisconsin Rapids Bureau setting this up. Appreciate the time from them. Thomas, you and I were talking about some of the promotions and some of the things coming up. I know that there's a lot of great things going on over there. I want to get into some of that stuff coming up in July. Before I get too ahead, though, when it comes to planning these, the Harley-Davidson giveaway, or even some of the stuff from like the off-the-road warrior stuff, those things, how much, our audience and I always like hearing the behind-the-scenes stuff. Like, how does a lot of that, how long does it take to make some of these things happen? Does Harley reach out to you? Do you reach out to Harley? Is it a lot of back and forth? Just kind of curious about a little of the details of this.
Yeah, so this is a really great time to kind of touch on our process over at the casino. So we have a marketing team where, you know, I can't say enough about them. They're all amazing from all facets to from the casino to kind of cover the marketing aspect. We actually have a brainstorm meeting probably once a quarter. Yeah. And we kind of work 6 months in advance. So, you know, we just got done planning on New Year's Eve and stuff like that. But we all get together, we mind meld, you know, and one of my favorite quotes from brainstorming, it kind of came from Matt Damon and Ben Affleck when they were talking about when they wrote Good Will Hunting.
Yes.
They were talking about, don't judge me on my bad ideas, judge me on my good ideas that come from this.
Such a great line.
Yeah.
That's so good. And it's true. It, really, you could apply it to almost anything.
Yeah, so it's great. You know, it's one of those where we just, you know, we just put a whiteboard up there and anything that comes to your mind, we throw it out there and then we build upon that. And Off-Road Warrior was, you know, we try to plan it for when people are going to win this, the trails are going to be opening up as we give this away.
Right.
And we want people to be able to enjoy it. So, you know, like the Harley-Davidson trike, we're giving that away June 24th. By the time you get that, that's just in time to go over to Sturgis and go have fun with that.
I love the planning and the thought of this. I think that you could lean on old promotions of the past and everything, but you guys are constantly trying to think of new ways to reach your audience, to reach your community. And I think that there's a lot of a lot we can be inspired by from that. Any business, anybody can be.
Yeah, of course. I mean, we like to, in the marketing department here, you know, it's fluid. You know, it's like a liquid over here. Yeah, we always have to be changing. We always have to move with the times. We can't get complacent, so we can't just keep rolling out the same thing all the time. We always have to tweak it, make sure that it's still relevant to our customers and what they want. So, you know, we're really receptive of what people are saying. We ask our customers all the time, was that good? Was that bad? What can we do better? And we accept everything.
Yeah, and brings up another good point. The surveys or the reaching out, always appreciated by the gang at Ho-Chunk. Always appreciate that. Robert, I wanted to talk with you about something real quick. Before we do, though, if you don't mind, this is your first time joining us and everything. You tell us a little bit about yourself. What got you into graphic design?
Well, James, I've always been a creative person. And so ever since I was a little kid, I've been drawing and, you know, working on design and color schemes and stuff like that. And so when COVID happened, I decided to go to school and, you know, try to pursue that and try to make a career out of using my creativity. And so I went to school and then Thomas hit me up with the job offer. Huh. Here I am.
Nice. Very cool. As doing graphic design over there, getting to take those skills, those things that you did from a young age and putting them into this, like any job would probably feel good to be able to do that creatively. I got to imagine it feels a little bit more special being able to do that for a place like Ho-Chunk, or being you're putting that work into a company like that.
Oh, for sure. The Ho-Chunk Nation does a great job of not only giving back to this community, but they're one of the largest employers in the state, and you know they do so much for their communities, and I'm just happy to be a part of that.
Right on. Let's talk a little bit. Thanks for sharing there, Robert. I appreciate it. July 8th, you got a cornhole tournament coming up. Very exciting. We love cornhole in this state. People love cornhole. So, you again, had everybody right as soon as I said cornhole, people are already signing up. This is going to be a cool tournament. Let's talk a little bit about this.
Yeah, so this is actually our 4th of July celebration, kind of. You know, 4th of July lands on a Tuesday. You know, we understand people have jobs and everything. So we try to base everything on the weekend. So we did the following weekend. And we're having a cornhole co-ed cornhole tournament. It's going to be 32 teams. It doesn't have to be guy-girl. It can be girl-girl, guy-guy. It's whatever.
Any combination.
Yeah, you and your best, you know, bring out your best.
Yeah.
We have cash prizes depending on how many teams sign up. You know, kind of, and then we match the cash prizes as well. There's going to be an outdoor DJ. We have Belky from WYFC.
Nice.
Yeah, he's going to be coming, and he's going to be doing the DJ services and hosting the cornhole tournament. So it's going to be a great time there. We also have some great food trucks that are going to be available all day. We have the Taco Street up in Stevens Point.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we got those guys locked in. We're really excited about that. And then we're also going to be having one of our local community groups put together, like Brat Fry type deal.
Cool.
So, you know, we're always going to have some great outdoor barbecue type food. And then we have at like 8 o'clock, we have a fireworks show by Firework Country out of Wausau. Those guys, they've done our fireworks show for the last 3 years, and I am not even joking when I say it is the best fireworks show around. I mean, you can't find a better one.
They really go above and beyond, those guys. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're really excited about that. So, you know, that starts at around 8 o'clock, and you don't have to be 21 to come into the parking lot to enjoy the fireworks show. So bring the family, bring the kids.
Yeah.
You know, obviously you can't bring the kids into the casino afterwards.
Yeah, yeah.
But come into the parking lot and just enjoy a great fireworks show brought to you by Firework Country.
Thomas, I think that's a really good point to bring up too, because I think there are opportunities, you know, family things, opportunities at Ho-Chunk that we don't think about all the time because it's a casino. And so it may not be the first thing you think of, but you just, again, do a little digging, listen a little bit, and you're like, oh, there's this there, there's that there. There are more things to do than just the casino end of things.
Yeah, so that's it's a great time. I mean, we always try to put together at least something in the summertime, like, you know, our 4th of July celebration here, where you can bring your family and you can have a great time. I mean, if you want to bring your kids to the cornhole tournament and you want to enjoy the food trucks and the DJ with your kids and everything, you're more than welcome to do that. You know, you just got, you know, you got to stay outside with the fun and everything anyways. So
right up. Yeah, you're going to want to be outside anyway.
Yeah, right.
That is a fun one. Again, everybody loves cornhole. It's a great idea. And you're going to be able to accept a lot of teams for this, so get signing up right away, everybody.
Oh yeah, you can register right now. You have to call Ho-Chunk Game and Acusa. That is at 715-886-4560. Tell them you want to register for the cornhole tournament. They'll give you to the right person. We are accepting 32 teams for this tournament, so that is the cutoff. You can register now up until the tournament. It's $20 a team. Day of tournament, if you show up, if there's any spots left, which probably won't be, but it'll be jumping up to $30 for a team day of.
Yeah, one of those things you want to sign up for right away. Be sure to do that. July, got a golf promo coming up. That sounds fun. Again, people love golfing around here, especially in the summer.
Oh, yeah. So we really want to try to expand our, you know, clientele that comes in. You know, we have Lake Arrowhead, the Ridges, Homestead. You know, I could go on all day the golf courses around here. And we just want to, you know, be inclusive with the people that that are in our community. So we have our Putting for Dough promotion that's going to be starting in July. That's every Saturday. We're going to get a putting green out there. We're going to give you a nice gold putter, and you have to sink some balls for some cash prize. It's going to be really fun.
Nice.
Where that came from, the idea of that during our brainstorming, was that the senior PGA
right.
championship is going to be up at Century World in Stevens Point.
Yeah.
So it's one of those, everyone's in a vibe for up at Century World, and then you go right into Putting for Dough at Ho-Chunk Game and Acusa.
Smart. Jed, smart, man. That's good. That's good. I see the tie-ins. I see what you're doing there. And it's it all adds more to what we were talking about earlier about the thoughts and the process with this. It's one thing to plan these things out, but it's not just enough to plan them out. How can we involve the community? How can we give back to the community with these events? And that's a big part of it, whether it is helping out Focus or a food pantry, or it's just giving people some entertainment, something to do, a reason to get out and have some fun. So good at it over there, and continuing to, like, we even got more better better stuff coming up, as we're seeing. That's very cool.
Yeah, so we're really excited. I mean, we're going to talk about what we're getting into as well. I mean, in June and July, Hoozles on the Lake has that Rise to Music Rise competition. Music.
That's right, baby.
Yep, and your grand finale sponsor is Ho-Chunk Game and Acoustics. Yeah. So there we go. We're really excited.
That's a get, everybody. That's a get. That's awesome.
Yeah, so we're really excited. We're really excited to see all the local talent and everyone come together and put their best foot forward. We actually are building a stage over at Ho-Chunk Game and Acoustics.
Really?
Yeah, to have local talent and stuff.
Perfect.
So if you are an artist out there and you're going to be in a Rise to Music competition, or you just are looking for a place to play your music, reach out to Ho-Chunk Game and Acoustics. We would love to have a conversation with you, hear your music, and see what we can do to maybe bring you in.
That is so wicked. That is such an awesome idea. And as a side note, I'm an actor, so like that stage, if it's ever empty, just tell me, I'll fill it. I got tons of work. I don't know if it's any good, but I got tons of work. I'll definitely fill that stage. That is a really good idea, especially for future projects. You know, that's even cooler for that too. That's awesome. Growing up living in this area for a good 20 some years and everything, with the high school out here, and I know a lot of friends of mine worked over at Ho-Chunk in high school or out of high school, that kind of thing. It's a great place to work. So just as we're wrapping up, I did want to mention, you're looking for work or anything like that, always reach out to the friends at Ho-Chunk. That's a great place for you to get a career going.
Yeah, a lot of us, we start at base level jobs and then we just work our way up. I mean, you can work your way up the ladder here at Ho-Chunk Game and Acoustics. So that's what we like to do. We like to promote from within and really grow our team. I mean, we're a real family over there. We all know each other for years. You know, we go to each other's family events, cookouts, stuff like that all the time. So it's a great place to start. You can start at the lowest position and then work your way up, and it's a great place.
Guys, this is a really fun conversation. The only problem is you did too good. You're going to have to come back. You're going to have to come back sometime. That includes you, Robert. We're gonna get you warmed up to this and everything. But do appreciate the time and everything, and especially when you're not feeling that good or you haven't done this kind of stuff before. I know how nerve-wracking that can be. So thank you both for the time. Thomas, if people have follow-up questions, they want to be a part of things at Ho-Chunk or just know more, how can they reach you?
Yeah, so you can follow our Facebook page, Ho-Chunk Game and Acoustics. That is where all the updates go. If you want to know anything that's going on in the future, next week, yesterday, we have everything going on that. We also have our website, www.hochunkgameandacoustics. We have our promotions on there as well. You can follow us.
I'll be in touch about that one-man show of mine, okay?
Oh, yeah, touch there, James.
We appreciate the time, guys. Thanks so much for hanging out with us today.
All right, thank you.
Great week of Morning Magazine. A big thank you to all of our guests throughout the week. We appreciate every one of them spending some time with us. And, of course, a gigantic thank you to Pam Hilke, the producer scheduler of this show. We appreciate the work she does. We'll have more Morning Magazine for you next week right here at 97.5 FM 13.